I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Barack Obama gives a pep talk to his Chicago campaign staff. Someone captures the moment posted on the web, and yet another viral video is born. News and Notes web producer Jeffrey Bennett explains the trend. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, Farai?
Oh, life life is good, except for a little frog in the throat. So what's the scoop on this latest Obama video?
Well, it's a 13-minute behind-the-scenes video of Barack Obama talking to his Chicago headquarters staff after clinching the Democratic nomination. And it shows him surrounded by young staffers, some sitting on desks, others sitting on the floor. And his campaign released this clip on YouTube over the weekend. So here's an excerpt.
You know, even if we had lost, I would be proud of what we've built. Because nobody thought we could build it. And everybody thought that at some point this thing was all going to be a flash in the pan. And collectively, you, all of you, most of whom are, I'm not even sure of drinking age. You've created the best political organization in America and probably the best political organization that we've seen in the last 30, 40 years.
Now, that clip is already number 6 on the viral video chart, on top 20 list.
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
I know, right? There's a chart for everything. And John McCain revamped his website recently and started a new blog called The McCain Report, you know, both candidates realizing the power of harnessing the web.
Well, speaking of Obama, since you know all black people know each other, wink, wink, we put together a lighthearted competition to see who was more closely linked to him. Tell us about that.
Well, we took a page from 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon and came up with 6 degrees of Barack Obama. So it turns out I'm actually 2 degrees away from Barack Obama. How about you?
I am 1 degree away because I shipped books out of the Harvard Law Review while he was the president.
Well, there you go.
Which means that everyone on the staff is 2 degrees away. I'm sorry, you're not as special.
Well, one of our readers named Travis Brown wrote, "I got you all beat. I was at his house last Thanksgiving."
So there, you go. There you go. It's really cute. Folks have to take a look. Yeah. So what else are people talking about?
Well, a feud between Clint Eastwood and Spike Lee, which I know you guys are going to get into in the Bloggers Roundtable. And today we're talking about Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick. His legal troubles and tarnished image are complicating his mother's re-election bid. So we'll see what happens there.
And last week, we put out a call to folks who can't find us on the radio where they live, but they listen online. Have folks hollered back?
They have. They've hit us up online on our blog, on our Facebook page. People all over the world, really, who podcast us and stream us on the website. And, you know, Nadine, one of our readers, writes this: "I would love for the show to evolve into a TV program to reach an even broader audience." Well, Nadine, we don't know about TV, but we are videotaping this segment right now, and you can
right
check it out
second.
On our blog.
All right.
Today.
Fabulous. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes, and he joined me from our studios at NPR West.